It's 9:49, time for our opening commodity market report. I'm Tom Rogers, sitting in for Dave Dickey, who is out all this week at the Farm Progress Show out in Iowa with Todd Gleason. They'll be doing the closing market report every day from the Farm Progress Show through the close of the show coming up on Thursday. So Monday through Thursday, you'll hear the closing market report from Iowa during our Farm Progress Show broadcasts. Let's take a look at how prices began the day on the boards of trade, including the Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat markets. The Kansas City September wheat contract opened this morning down a quarter point, or quarter cent, rather, at 8.99 and three quarters a bushel. The December contract opened up three at 9.26. In Minneapolis, the spring wheat contract for September opened at 9.39 and a half, up two, but the wheat has trended downwards after the opening bell. Here's how it opened in Chicago. Much higher prices on the open. September wheat at 8.78, up 12.5 cents. December 9.03 rather, up 12.5. March up 9.26 rather on the open, up 9. July wheat for next year 9.47, up 11.75. Now to the CME Grain Group corn for the September contract. It opened at 6.02 a bushel, up 15.5 cents. December opened at 6.22, up 15.5. March at 6.42 a bushel, up 16.25 cents. The May at 6.54, up 16.25. July corn 6.62, up 14.25 cents. And December of next year opened at 6.53, up 15.5. Now on to the bean complex, where the September contract opened at 13.57, up 36 cents a bushel. November beans 13.66, up 39. January 13.84, up 39.5 cents. March beans 13.97, up 38.75. July of next year 13.97, up 22. November of 09 13.58, up 32 cents. In the product, September bean meal opened at 3.73, up 12.70. And the October opened at 369, up 11.70 a ton. September bean oil opened up 80 points at 54.95. October at 55.12, up 70. On the Chicago CME Group livestock side, the live cattle contract for August opened at 101.85 unchanged. October, 106.20, up 42.5. December live cattle opened at 107.30, up 40. February, 107.70, up 52.5. August feeder cattle's this morning opened at 112.85 unchanged. September opened down 5 at 112.90. October, 112.30, down 20. And November opened unchanged at 112.30. To the hogs now, the October lean hog contract opened at 73.80, up 5. December, 73.80, down 30. February lean hogs opened at 80.10, down 25. April, 85.30, down 12.5. And February pork bellies opened at 97.25, up 2.5 cents a hundredweight.
TV and elsewhere into.
Go right ahead to the outside markets right now, where we see the crude oil contract, after trading up about 80 cents in early trade, is now up only about 36 cents a barrel at 114.95. That's up 36 cents from Friday's close. The U.S. dollar index is at 76.72.5, down about 2. The CRB index is at 394.88, up 8. On Wall Street, the Dow is starting the day down about 114 points at 11,514. The NASDAQ is off about 32 points, rather, about 1.3% down at 2383. And the S&P 500 index down 15 at 1277. Once again, recapping trade in current trade now on the Chicago Board of Trade and Mercantile Exchange, the wheat has now turned mixed to slightly down. The nearby contract in Chicago is unchanged. The deferred is up one, and the December is down a penny and a half. Corn has come back down, as well as beans, although they are up over Friday's close. Corn up in the 7 to 10 cent range. Beans are up between 24 and 28 and a half cents. Joining us now for a look at the markets as we start this week off is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
We have an open that is higher, but backed off a little bit from the opening bell.
Yeah, we saw some buying interest overnight and early this morning from a drier than expected weekend, for say, and a little drier forecast this week. There, you know, concerns that this dryness is sort of taking the top edge off on corn and bean production. We'll see how the forecast unfolds as we go through the day here. But Early or last night, buying's been offset by a little weaker outside market action of crude and metals, a little bit on the defensive. Then, too, we've seen a little bit of profit taking on this higher go here this morning. So we'll see how the trade unfolds here as we go through the day and see where we finish up. But, you know, we had a big break there during the month of July, and so far the month of August has been up. And we expect that trend to continue here until we go into the August or September crop report and see what the next WASDE numbers are as far as production goes.
As far as the technical picture, what might the old concerns, I guess, now about the weather have to do with watching the market technically?
Well, technically, the trend is higher. You've got a price chart there. We had some nice reversals here the first part of August, and we followed through the upside. The momentum indicators are all up. We might be a little overbought, but good bull markets stay overbought like good bear markets stay oversold. But the overall cyclical work points higher, technical work points higher. Seasonally, if you go back in history, over the last few years, we've been recording some lows here in August and September right before harvest. And so technically it looks good, and fundamentally, if the uncertainty we still have in front of us, we feel that pullbacks in here are going to be well supported.
As a farmer watching the market, what should they be looking at?
Well, sort of sit back here and see if we can't regain half of what we've lost here late summer. November beans should rally back to this $14 level, and December corn back up to 6.5 on the futures. Then I would use those benchmarks to maybe add to some more cash sales. But definitely, as a producer here, we should regain some opportunities, make some more sales higher. Then if you're one that's pretty well sold up, I'd use probably breaks in here to replace ownership on paper, because we feel that grain market's probably going to be good here for the next few months.
All right. We don't take a look too often at the livestock side, but if you got any analysis on that, this morning prices are generally up, certainly in the cattle.
Yeah, cattle and feed report was out Friday. It indicated a little tighter situation than what the trade was looking for. We feel that the cattle complex would be good ownership on breaks in through here. We feel that the weaker dollar has stimulated some of this export demand, and I think we've whetted the appetite to Asia and some of these countries on buying American beef. And we feel that trend is going to continue, even though the dollar might strengthen a little bit. We feel that export market is going to be good on livestock, and numbers are going to be a little smaller. So we look for cattle to continue to trend sideways to higher here. Hogs, on the other hand, here, we're going to be facing a few more numbers here as we go into September and even into October. Hogs are probably going to be more of a trading sideways affair. Probably the key to the hog market will be to get a better handle on the Canadian numbers as we go into this fall.
All right, thanks, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take another glimpse at the markets as the first half hour of trading wraps up in Kansas City. September wheat is down a penny at $8.99, December down two at $9.21. And in Chicago, September wheat is at 865.5 a bushel. That's unchanged at the moment. December wheat, 889, down a penny and a half. March wheat at 916, up one. In the corn, September is up 7.5 cents right now at 594 a bushel. December, 613, up 6.5 cents. March corn at 632 and a half a bushel, up 6 3/4. May is up 10 at 647 3/4. September soybeans are up 24 cents a bushel now at 1345. November, 1352, up 25. January beans, 1371 and a half, up 27 cents. The March at 1386, up 27 3/4. Bean meal for September, 367 even, up 670. September bean oil is at 5465, up 50. On the livestock side, August live cattle are at 102.30, up 45. August feeders are up 15 now, up 113 even. And lean hogs for October at 73.95, up 20. February pork bellies are down 42.5 at 96.80. And once again, the Dow is down about 128 points now, 127 points, about a percentage, 1.1%. at 11,501. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbanum.